A 22-year-old Coast Guard signalman died more than 68 years ago helping defend a beachhead being overrun by Japanese forces at Guadalcanal. On Wednesday, he was honored on the Kodiak-based high-endurance cutter that bears his name. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports from Kodiak.
There was pomp and circumstance as fellow Medal of Honor recipients, top Coast Guard officers, and crew members from the Cutter Monroe and Kodiak Air Station gathered aboard the 378-foot vessel to pay tribute to the man whose likeness has been molded into a bronze bust. Douglas Monroe is still the only Coast Guardsman ever to receive the Medal of Honor, the highest military honor awarded by the U.S. government. For Douglas Monroe is credited for selflessly positioning his small craft between advancing Japanese forces and troop ships evacuating U.S. Marines from the beach during the important 1942 battle at Guadalcanal. Commander Nathan Podal recounted the events of that September day.
Douglas Monroe's mission was to evacuate a group of Marines who had been surrounded and under intense fire from a Japanese force. Please stand for the reading of the citation. Monroe, cuts in.
But it was the Coast Guard's highest-ranking officer in Alaska, Rear Admiral Christopher Colvin, who brought Monroe's actions home to Kodiak. He singled out a petty officer assigned to the Kodiak Air Station, who is a direct descendant of one of the 500 Marines saved by Monroe that day.
Petty Officer Francis, is it true that your grandfather was saved by Douglas Monroe?
How do you know these things?
Is that true? So you wouldn't be here today, maybe, if Douglas Monroe didn't do what he did.
Yes, sir.
Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
The Admiral then offered the backstory of why Monroe was being honored on this particular day. January 5th isn't the anniversary of the ship, the date of the battle, or even Monroe's birthday. Rather, it was during last September's performance by actor Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan Band that a Medal of Honor recipient, retired Army Major Drew Dix, visited the cutter and remarked that the small framed photograph of Monroe seemed inadequate as tribute for an important figure in Coast Guard lore.
Drew was on board Monroe when he looked around and he said, hey, there isn't much here to recognize Douglas Monroe, and that's not right. And so he got together with Dave McIntyre and said, what can we do about this? And between the two of them, they made it happen.
The Dave McIntyre he mentions is the CEO of TriWest Healthcare Alliance, a private company contracted to provide coverage for Coast Guard personnel and their families. TriWest paid for the bronze bust, just as it helped pay to bring Sinise's band to Kodiak. McIntyre said during last September's visit, he and Sinise agreed Douglas Monroe deserved to be honored.
This all came to pass because we had the chance to come up and spend some time here in September on a beautiful sunny day. And during that time of bringing entertainment, we had a chance to spend some time on the row with the great staff here, and a chance to learn about Douglas and the amazing things that he did as a Coast Guard.
Dix said a common thread among Medal of Honor recipients is that any sense of accomplishment is tempered with a healthy dose of humility.
The one thing that I'd like to make very clear, that I know these men very well, and not one of them consider themselves to be a hero. And I know if Douglas Monroe was here, he would say the same thing. He figured that he was just doing what had to be done on that day.
The bronze will be permanently placed on display on the cutter's mess deck. Around its neck hangs a reproduction of the Medal of Honor. The original remains in the Coast Guard Museum in New London, Connecticut. I'm Jacob Resnick.